Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Praying Through Anxious Times. Written and read by Emily Rose Massey. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. Growing up, I learned very early on that not much in my life would stay consistent. And the pattern of my life would include a lot of change, and sometimes drastic change. It did not take long for a heart of anxiety to be formed in my life, because there was not much in my life that I could run to for security. So, as I got older, I ran to other things, other people. I quickly became ensnared by alcohol abuse and did many dangerous things that only served to create glue-strong attachments to other people. Things like an adulterous relationship with a married man and countless one-night stands with random men I followed home from the bar. I was constantly anxious and depressed. But after I graduated from college, my eyes were truly opened to my selfish, promiscuous existence and my deep desire to find something firm and secure. I hadn't been to church for years, but one morning I went. During the worship service, God met me in my mess and convicted my heart. Immediately, I knew I needed to stop running away from Him and start running towards Him. In that moment, I realized He was the security and peace I was searching for. I told Him I didn't want to live this life on my own anymore and repented for my rebellion and unbelief and sin. I knew that all I was searching for could only be found in Jesus. I resolved to stand upon the secure foundation of the rock, Christ Jesus, who never changes. After that moment, my whole world changed as God began transforming my heart. It was by far the best change I have ever experienced. You may not have experienced difficult and often painful change in your life exactly like I did, but I'm sure you've realized that change is inevitable while we are here on this earth. Change is just a part of life. How we handle the change is really where we will discover where our hope and sense of security lies. If change is causing us to worry or stress out, we need not to run to other things or people to try to fix our anxiousness. We will always be disappointed, left feeling empty, and even more anxious. We must run to God. Philippians 4 Verse 6 tells us that we must not allow anxiety to overwhelm us, but instead we are to come to God in prayer and cry out to Him with our requests, full of a thankful heart, knowing He hears us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Philippians 4, verse 6. Nothing is too small when it comes to our prayers to God. He wants us to come to Him about everything. God not only hears our prayers, He responds with His peace and protection. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 7. God's peace is like nothing else this world can offer. It is beyond all human logic or reasoning. He promises to protect our hearts and minds when we dwell on our position in Jesus as forgiven children of God. He is not only the creator and sustainer of life, but He is our heavenly Father that longs to protect and provide for us. Instead of allowing worries to drive you to other sources in an attempt to bring relief, make a list of these worries and take them to God in prayer today. He hears every request. You can find peace and rest assured that He is the one who never changes. Even if everything around you feels like shifting sand, remember that Jesus Christ is firm and secure. Let's pray. Father God, I am stressed out and overwhelmed. Constant change scares me. I cry out to You knowing that You care for me and that You do not want me to find safety in anything else but You. I run to You and look to You to bring a peace that passes all understanding, for You are my fortress and protection against the storms of life. Thank You, Jesus, that You are a firm foundation. In the midst of chaos and troubles, You are constant and You are unshakable. I do not build my life upon sinking sand, but You, my rock and my redeemer. Thank You for being near to me when I'm worried or afraid. I can always lean upon You and trust that You are always working things out for Your glory and for my good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.